from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is a difficult year. This is probably our most difficult year, just in the sense of the depth in which we've created. We're proud of that. There are going to be some good players that we're going to have to release, but I'm sure some of those players are going to get claimed or go on to other teams and have, you know, successful careers. But we're probably in the healthiest position we've been in since we've gotten here.
That's Bears assistant general manager Ian Cunningham on GN Sports with Caitlin Sharkey.
The Butcher!
That has been the watchword of this front office. We're going to have to cut some good players from this roster. This team's going to be hard to make. It has been a common refrain about this year is different. The quality of this roster is so improved.
I agree with Ian Cunningham and Ryan Poles. The roster is improved. It is better, especially when you start looking at the skill positions on offense. You go, DeAndre Swift is an upgrade over what they've had. The wide receiver position, clearly, you pay DJ Moore, you bring in Keenan Allen, you draft Rome Odunze. Great. The talent on the defense is really strong. Montez Sweat is good. Their linebackers are solid. Their back five is terrific. But in the positions where they don't have great players, and as of now, the only great player on the defensive line is Montez Sweat. I'm not even sure if they have a good player on the defensive line that isn't named Montez Sweat. So yesterday on football night, Ken Davis and Josh Schrock were a couple of my guests on the show. And Schrock said this about the depth at defensive line and the roster overall.
I think what you take away is when Ryan Poles said at the start of camp that he was going to get a full evaluation of the defensive line, he didn't exactly like what he saw. And I think we probably knew that going in. Darrell Taylor, I like it as a pickup, but they're just trying to create, you know, it's like the Moneyball meme, right? We're going to try to create another edge rusher in the aggregate. Like, can we get 10 sacks out of Taylor, Walker, Robinson, Booker combined? I don't know. Chris Williams is just a guy. That's a Zach Pickens is hurt, and we cannot wear Andrew Billings down. They're going to do it anyways. But if Andrew Billings or Jervon Dexter gets hurt at any point this season, this paper-thin defense kind of collapses on itself.
Ooh. Paper-thin defense. I wish I had a paper-thin defense and I could win a Super Bowl too. It's not good. That's not good because they will get hurt. They do get hurt.
Yes.
And I thought the goal was, as I understood it, that with the rotation that's played, as we talked about yesterday, with snap percentages in general are down for individual offensive linemen. And your depth isn't just because of injury. Your depth isn't just next man up.
That doesn't mean it's quality depth.
But your depth plays every game. With rotations, especially when the weather's warmer, especially early in a season, you're going to have a lot of guys at that position, in that front seven.
And they played Montez Sweat with 78% of the snaps.
That's all. That's common.
That's a lot.
It's common. But you're going to have guys active who are going to play and matter throughout a game. It isn't just if this guy gets hurt.
Studs, let me ask you, how do you feel about the depth on the Bears' defensive line?
Depth? Nah, it's not great on depth. I like the top. I like the top of the defensive line. I feel better about the defense.
I don't.
I'm a Jervon Dexter guy, well established. Andrew Billings is good. I think we can put Andrew Billings in the good category.
Okay, that's fair.
But I do agree, though, that Jervon Dexter needs to prove himself. So there's that. I'm just a believer. My guy. I feel better about the defensive end depth after the adding of Darrell Taylor. than I did before, but it's still not great. I also understand that, like, it's the roster as a whole is still a work in progress. Like, this is not a finished team, which is why, like, when we talk, when we have this conversation, like, it's a valid conversation to have because it's a mitigating factor for their season. But I've understood for a while that this is still a roster that's in progress, and it's not, this is not a Super Bowl roster yet. If it was, then we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Okay, so my feelings about the defensive line have been pretty well established, but if you are new to the show, as good as I think the Bears linebackers and back five are, and I think they're really good, it would help them be even better if there was a consistent pass rush. And even with Montez Sweat, we saw that Matt Eberflus had to do some stuff. He had to send the linebackers and send the safeties and send Kyler Gordon, who is an outstanding blitzer. He's such a fun blitzer to watch.
Great timing.
It would be nice if those guys didn't have to do that and we could see everyone's numbers of taking the ball away go up because there's pressure on the quarterback and the ball having to come out. That's just one part of this. The scarier part is if I go, hey, Dan, how do you feel about the depth on the Bears' offensive line?
Not great. You're down your starting center. I don't know if I can trust the right guard. And you've got a left guard who is never healthy. Has got a history of getting hurt all the time.
And a left tackle that's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
He's there, and he is there pretty much every week.
But
he's
that's
just
okay,
kind
though.
Of there.
There's value in being there all the time.
And at Farm and Fleet.
That's refined value.
Yeah, because they it's there. That value is there.
Let me get you updated on some of the Bears' roster moves. The latest we have, this is from Brad Biggs' Twitter. The Bears are waiving tight end Steven Carlson. He is a likely candidate to be re-signed to the practice squad. And veteran safety Adrian Colbert will be released. And offensive lineman Aviante Collins has been placed on waivers.
So there's another conversation from yesterday that I want to go back to for a second. And this was our conversation with Dan Wiederer, and it blends, I think, really well with what Schrock had to say about the roster. This is Wiederer talking when you asked him about Patrick Scales.
One of the four on my list, Dan, that I can't get clarity in terms of what the state of their health is. Patrick Scales is one of them. Bates is one we talked about a couple minutes ago. Pickens is a little bit out there. And then Kevin Byard, who's never missed a game in his NFL career and is suddenly missing from practice for a few days in a row. You go, okay, I assume that he's going to be ready for week one. But you know my rule, until I see it with my own eyes on a practice field several days in a row, I never take the word of the people that stand up at the podium on that stuff. And so I don't know. They keep telling us that Scales will be okay. I don't know. I can't tell you yet if that's the case. And if not, then you go into the regular season having to troubleshoot a little bit.
And it looks like they're at that point from what Biggsy reported earlier today, that you could be missing that guy for the first 4 weeks of the season. So I get it. It's there's still plenty of time. There's still, what, 12 days until a game for the Bears to get guys healthy and ready to go. But I do think that if you add in the moves that were made starting Friday afternoon to the injuries that have plagued the Bears throughout camp, and now some of these that seem like a little bit more acute at the end, the roster doesn't feel as stable as it did before. It's possible, and maybe even probable, when you look at some of the offensive weapons that the Bears have, that they're able to overcome some of that if Caleb is as good as people hope, as quickly as people hope he's good. But the idea of protecting him is significant. How often throughout January, February, March, April, were we talking about the Bears' center position?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I adopted the cause after watching last year's playoffs and watching the difference it makes to have somebody who can execute some of those multi-gap block responsibilities at a high level, especially those who can operate at multiple levels of the defense. It isn't just I can get a guy, I can chip a guy over here, I can reach to a guy over here. It's I can now I'm at the linebacker level. Those guys are special. And I don't know that the Bears need special, but I was on it through the draft with all the names that were possible. And Olin Krutz has said the Bears have never allotted adequate money, resources, development, or care at the position. We went through it with this with Sam Mustipher and how Max Rustipher, and as good as he was at getting people aligned and as smart as he was, too often overpowered. I said, well, let's get a guy who isn't overpowered and is that smart. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I know they're expensive.
Here we are.
And here we are. They bring in Ryan Bates, who's a guy.
They love him, though. They really love Ryan Bates.
They almost got in trouble trying to sign him the last time. I know they love him, but he's older now, and he's a guy. And so is Coleman Shelton.
Maybe we're making too much of this, but I do think it's valuable for the quarterback in the center, especially a young quarterback. Like, this isn't Matthew Stafford. A young quarterback needs a center that's going to help him. And they need continuity as much as the guys need to be in the Rockettes up front. The quarterback and the center have got to be on the same page, too. There's a lot of stuff that Caleb is doing for the first time. With him reciting the play calls in the huddle, him taking snaps from under center. There's a lot there. And you're already doing a bit of a scramble. Now, I still hold the theory of Nate Davis doesn't like training camp. Like, I believe that now. I think we've got 2 years of evidence here, and there will be people in Nashville that will tell you the same thing.
But Lawrence, he told reporters that he couldn't have gotten to this point without practice.
Well, he didn't say without training camp.
You're right.
I think that he's just one of those guys. It's like, this is...
You're right.
I'll be ready when September 8th? When September 8th comes. I'll be ready. And he's got a history of that. He's got a history of he's fine once the season starts.
So wake me up when training camp
ends. But it doesn't seem to fit.
Practice, man.
The thing that I think is weird about it is that he doesn't seem to fit what they say they want in players.
Now, that's where I am as far as the example that it sets. If he's allowed to do this, why is everybody else abiding by the HITS principle and hustle and intensity and get your track shoes and everything that they do? And yet here was a guy who's like, nah, I'm good.
But that is a question that I think you can legitimately ask of the Bears front office. There's not supposed to be any problems there. You have two guys who most people think their calling card is finding offensive linemen.
Is that only because they both played offensive line?
Yes.
Because I don't know that it's nothing one equates to the other.
I agree with you, but that's something that has been put on those guys and stuff that they've talked about. So if their offensive line isn't good again, you go, wait, why isn't your offensive line good? I think that is worth talking about. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I was just talking to Studs about something, and he's mad at a presumption that I would have made. There's a piece of audio that we want that became available, and he goes, Tanny already put it in.
I did not yell like that.
Yeah,
I said,
you did.
No, I quietly said, Tanny already put it in.
You didn't say it quietly?
Well, I don't know how loud I come through to your headphones.
Please. Oh, please. That's like my wife and I would be like, well, I didn't know you had your earbuds in. Or I didn't really yell. I yell now because I presume everybody's got their earbuds in. Don't give me that.
Ray's sitting right next to me. Ray, I know Ray, that did trick. Did I yell, Ray?
That's one of my tricks.
No, that was...
I invented moral fiber.
That was just the regular Studs tone, but in your ear, I could understand you thinking it sounded intense.
I don't know.
You're projecting. I think you're projecting.
I don't know. I don't think I am. I don't think I am. So where were we? Offensive line, defensive line, paper thin roster. Okay. Now let me ask you this. Relative to any other NFL team, and this is sort of a Dusty Baker thing I'm doing here. It's like, it ain't just us. It's everybody, man. And the truth is, maybe it is. Maybe all good teams, like, you know, we could always be better, but the salary cap system, the Bears have a uniquely flexible cap situation right now. So there's really no excuse for them like there would be a team after a post push in that then needs to cut corners or has to find value. Farm and Fleet, that the Bears aren't in that position. So they really shouldn't have a depth concern at this point, financially, right?
That was the whole point.
Right.
Was the whole point of, look at all this cap flexibility the Bears have, and look at all this money that they've saved, so that they wouldn't end up, and maybe what we're seeing is them working through some of those problems, where it's like, you know what? We have all this draft capital too. Let's trade some of it so that we can get some bodies in here that can help us. But I don't know if that makes anyone feel better about where things stand.
And they've been pretty lucky with injuries so far, for the most part.
Layla talks about this a lot. She talks about the concept of thinking that the quarterback is going to fix everything. And maybe Caleb will. I would just like, and I don't want this to come off as if the Bears haven't done anything. I think the Bears have done as much as they can to help Caleb succeed, except for some personnel stuff. I don't think they were aggressive enough at center in free agency, and that might be because they felt like they knew exactly what they needed, and they were going to get it from either Shelton or Bates. I think both of those players are fine. I don't know if any of them, you know, I don't think that either of them were the top, the position. They were in what, the top seven or so at the position that were available. But okay. So protecting Caleb now to me becomes paramount. And on the defensive side, you kind of have everything except a three technique, and I know Studs is high on Jervon Dexter. Pad level is still an issue. When a guy is 6'7" and he's trying to play low man wins, it can be difficult.
I think Studs is high man on Jervon Dexter, too.
You think so?
Yes. I think I don't know anybody who likes Jervon Dexter as a player as much as Studs does.
Day they drafted him.
Here's what's weird about the Dexter thing. It felt like the beginning of camp, people were talking about Jervon Dexter, and then as camp went on, it was just kind of like, everything's fine.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.